The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In the wings, ready to go by Lindsey Graham. We're going to find out more about that, too. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Protesters plan a march today against gun violence that will take them from National Rifle Association headquarters in Fairfax to the Department of Justice in D.C. They plan to gather at the NRA starting around 9 this morning. A rally begins at 10. Then at around noon, the marchers will defy the withering heat we're expecting today to march the 18 miles along Route 29 to the Department of Justice. A grand jury in Montgomery County has indicted the three young men accused of murdering two Germantown high school seniors the night before graduation last month. Jose Canales Llanes, Edgar Garcia Guana, and Roger Garcia were indicted on murder, robbery, and weapons charges. All are being held without bond. The suspect accused in the disappearance of four young Pennsylvania men has reportedly confessed. That according to his defense attorney.
Cosmo DiNardo was dressed in an orange jumpsuit and wearing shackles as he was led out of the Bucks County Courthouse in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Reporters shouted questions at him about the killings, asking why he did it. The 20-year-old only said, "I'm sorry." Paul Lang is his defense attorney. He spoke to reporters last night.
He confessed to his participation or commission in the murders of the four young men.
He didn't give details about the murders. We expect to hear more from the Bucks County District Attorney today. Lang said DiNardo gave a confession in exchange for the DA not seeking the death penalty. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
More immigrants' family members now have the green light to enter the U.S.
A federal judge in Hawaii has ordered a loosening of President Trump's travel ban, saying the administration's interpretation of the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling is too narrow. Judge Derek Watson said grandparents and other relatives like in-laws and aunts and uncles traveling from six mostly Muslim countries are exempt for now. Last month, the high court reinstated most of the travel ban, allowing only those with legitimate family ties to enter the U.S. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate GOP health care bill will reform what he calls collapsing insurance markets. But Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill will make deep cuts in Medicaid and will leave millions without coverage.
One of the top lines, there's now going to be an option for people to buy cheaper plans with fewer benefits. You're going to be able to use health savings accounts to pay for your premiums without a tax penalty. There is $45 billion set aside for substance abuse and opioid treatment. This is a key provision for a couple of senators that are wavering.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. A deal to get the minor league Potomac Nationals a new baseball stadium in Prince William County is now dead. So now the competition's heating up as the team looks for a new home.
Among the locations, Peanuts owner Art Silber said he's looking at.
The Peanuts want to take a serious look at Loudoun. We are very open to sitting down with them.
Loudoun County Supervisor Ron Meyer says there are two possible stadium sites in his district ready to go. But the challenge there may be the same one that derailed talks in Prince William County, stadium financing.
I believe this is a bad deal for taxpayers.
Prince William Supervisor Pete Canlin says they could reopen talks.
If Art Silber wants to actually put some skin into the game.
But Meyer says there are plenty of options.
If it's possible anywhere to mostly privately finance a stadium, it's in Northern Virginia, and frankly, it's in Loudoun County.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Johns Hopkins University student from Ohio was found dead near campus yesterday, and Baltimore police are looking for any kind of clue. University officials say Abigail Bastian was a rising sophomore and member of the Hopkins track and field team. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,553, the NASDAQ at 62.74. Sports, the Nationals take on the Reds tonight in Cincinnati. The Orioles host the defending World Series champion Cubs tonight. WMBA, the Mystics visit Indiana. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-466-6700. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-466-6700. That's 1-800-466-6700.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Relatively quiet around the region, but some areas were struggling, such as 66 with the broken down bus eastbound prior to getting to the Beltway. Before you get up to Nutley Street, it's in the far right lane. They have that blocked off. Arrow boards on the scene. So from Route 50 up toward Nutley Street, we had that jam traffic. But out of Gainesville to Centerville, a little bit lighter than normal. On the Greenway Toll Road, that really checks out fine. Now, Park Police dealing with a crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and that's going to be northbound before you get to Route 32, so northbound pushing out of Laurel. Watch for those delays. Southbound BW Parkway looks great, as does 270 between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. 295 southbound, still look for delays here passing Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Work crews tell me all lanes have been reopened from the emergency work project they had to perform there. Update sponsored by Spot Hero, and finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get relief from the heat, at least a little bit, with some cooling thunderstorms this afternoon and through the evening hours. I think the best chance will be later. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, 94 degrees. Some of those storms could pack a little bit of a punch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Dumfries, 72 in Bowie, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Spot Hero. Battery fires have prompted Honda to recall more than a million cars. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us in about half an hour will be Robert Moffitt from the Heritage Foundation. He'll explain to us what's in the GOP bill, and we're also going to talk to him about this bill in the waiting in the wings that Senator Graham has put forth. At 7:05, Laura Vizzella from the Washington Post. 8:05, Ronna Romney McDaniel from the RNC. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside
Good morning.
Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time.
So there's a new study out that's linking a correlation between young men spending more time playing video games and less time working. So these researchers essentially looked at the fact that over the years, the amount of time that young working-age men spend playing video games has shot up dramatically. New research has revealed at the same time, the number of hours they spend at work has fallen. So U.S. researchers wondered, if they're spending so much time playing games, it seems that they're neglecting work and not working towards promotions or even finding a job, for that matter. Coming out of college, for instance, and playing a lot of video games. And they looked at the time, and what they found was that between 2004 and 2007, men that were between the ages of 21 and 30, young men, played 2 hours of video games per week. That was up until 2007. Now, that has risen to 3.5 hours per week, and that's according to the American Time Use Survey. So, and meanwhile, they saw their working hours decline by around 12% annually from 2000 until 2015. That was compared with an 8% decline for older men. So it seems that young men, by and large, are more and more consumed by games. And it's not all that surprising. Technology has gotten better. Games have become more accessible, clearly. much more social. Nowadays, you know, you can literally jump on board, find a bunch of friends, and begin playing. They're perfect strangers, but you jump in, and now you're communicating with them. There's people I know who play like Call of Duty. They're like yelling at little kids online, little kids yelling at adults online. You get on these massive, MMORPGs, these massive, basically in-game environments where people are running around. They're raiding. They're going to dungeons. They're getting to build these cool characters. They're leveling. They're getting new equipment. They're getting new skills. And it seems like, you know, it's an instant flow of endorphins. Like you're accomplishing something so quickly all the time, and you're able to, you know, it's like measurable achievements. It's the same way we measure our real life, except it's a virtual one, and they're much more distinct. You've leveled up. You're level 3 now. You're level 4 now. You're level 5. You've collected all this gold. You've saved this many damsels. Whatever it is, there's all this sort of, you know, risk reward. But the impact is, have we created a new addiction? Clearly, people are buried in their phones. We see them walking down the street, kind of like, you know, head down, tripping over curbs. There's that. But on the video game side, and I think this is an often underexamined thing that's going on in American culture, is have we created a new addiction? Forget drugs, forget alcohol, but video games. Electronic entertainment. Basically disconnecting from the people around you, perhaps, in your life, and focusing on isolating yourself into a world where you know, you're meeting other people, but you're now in a video game where you're accomplishing basically meaningless things. Do you learn something from that? Maybe. But you're accomplishing something that does not have any impact on your future income, by and large, on your future ability to make money or take care of a family, et cetera, et cetera. So do you have an issue like this in your life? I'd like to know. Just take your first name. Is it you? Do you feel yourself? Are you consumed by video games in any capacity? Or do you know somebody that is, that you think that it's actually gotten to like problematic levels, that they're actually short-circuiting their ability to succeed in life by their obsession here? It's an interesting topic, and I think one that deserves more conversation. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Now, I know this is a real addiction, and I happen to know someone who's dealing with this. Their youngest is 24, something like that. Started gaming in high school. I mean, it sounds like an addiction story here. Started gaming in high school and started developing anxiety, couldn't go to class, didn't feel comfortable around other people, but all of his friends were online. His friends, whom he's never met before, all online, and that was his world. So he had to be tutored at home. Really smart kid, got a scholarship to a really good school, went 1 year, dropped out, couldn't handle it, couldn't hack it, and now spends 90% of his day in gaming. And sleeps during the day, is up all night gaming, and, you know, he's got this addiction.
Now, a lot of gamers would argue that, hey, I'm still socializing with real people. I'm not disconnecting from, you know, the world entirely. I'm actually engaging with the world. I'm getting a chance to interact with real people whom I've never met. Everyone keeps telling me I should get out there and meet people. I'm meeting people. I'm meeting them online and talking to them, learning about their lives, often finding out personal details about them in the process of becoming digital friends.
Well, that's exactly the argument. But the problem is now he has this anxiety issue where he can't go out in the world and is uncomfortable around actual real people. And his comfort zone is in his room or computer room or the basement on the computer. Got a job. Friend gave the kid a job because he's really smart kid, really bright. Couldn't show up to work on time because when you're up all night gaming and you sleep all day, it's really hard to go to work and get up and go. And so wound up, you know, giving that up. And I not my kids, so I'm not quite sure with how they're going to handle it. But
it does show, though, that people in that situation do have the capacity to work very hard at something.
And only something
But the key is getting them, I guess, to refocus their efforts, clearly. Let's go to Steve in Silver Spring. You're first up on Mornings on the Mall this morning. How do you think video games are affecting people in general, Steve?
Good morning to you both. Thank you. I like listening to your show. It's very informative.
Thank you.
Now, from my perspective, let's just say I'm a placement person, and I place people in jobs and try to find people, specific types of employment. And we used to see it with the millennial applicants, but now we've transitioned into what's called the iGen, generation. And these are people who, for the most of their entire life, they've lived in a world of Google search, click satisfaction. And when they play these games and they achieve these great amounts of success and satisfaction and this instantaneous gratification, it can be very difficult to place them in real-world jobs where things do not move at that speed. And there's a big disconnect from that and what motivates them to put forth that extra effort to have that skin in the game to succeed. When they can go back home, they can jump online, and in a matter of about 2 hours, they conquer the world. So there is a real disconnect that we see in the headhunter and in the employment placement field of these people, and what it's like to actually, you know, to log the hours to work and achieve success at a real world rate versus this virtual world.
Right. So long tail projects are foreign to somebody who has gained so much so quickly, so instantaneously in a digital environment.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, interesting point this morning. He's headhunting. He's trying to place people at jobs and finding that the video game side of this is actually detracting from his candidates.
Well, it makes sense. And if it's not that, their mothers come with them on to the interview and you don't want to hire them.
Well, how are video games affecting your life or those around you? Some people, maybe it's great. Let me know. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
It's 615 on WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, Friday morning and enjoying it. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. I'm seeing very light volume through that entire stretch. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, however, we do have a crash. If you're heading northbound side, leaving Laurel to get you past 198 toward Route 32. That's the scene of the incident. Still had the right lane blocked. Southbound, as you pass 32 and 198, your travel lanes are open and you're pretty much up at speed. Good on the George Washington Parkway, 66. Here's the scoop. It was a broken down bus. Eastbound as you come up toward Nutley Street. Right lane, let's see if the arrow board has left the scene. You might still see some activity crowding. Over to the right shoulder, but eastbound 66 from Route 50. That's why we have delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, intervals of clouds and sun, a stray severe thunderstorm is possible with a high of 94 today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, partly cloudy overnight, low near 75, chance of rain tonight 60%. Tomorrow, sunshine, clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 91. Sunday, once again, the best day, abundant sunshine with highs in the low 90s. Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
3 out of 4 Americans failed a basic retirement quiz. Get a retirement crash course on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Oh, that's the gateway drug right there. Super Mario Brothers. A recent Japanese survey found that many young men remain virgins into their 30s because they're playing video games. And many said that they preferred gaming to dating.
Wait, now is that virgins with real women, actual women, or because the online ones don't count?
I don't think so. Not for the purposes of this survey.
Okay.
But that's an interesting data point as well. We're talking about video games and the fact that there's now two trends going on. One is video game use going up among young men pretty meaningfully, whereas jobs are going down at the same time. And is there a correlation? Researchers were looking into it. And, I'm asking you. Do you sense that there are things in your life or in somebody you know's life where video games are actually kind of affecting their lifestyle and their choices? Let's check in with Karina and Annandale now. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. So I'm listening to you describe this young man, and it is mimicking exactly what I know about alcoholism. It is so very interesting to me. It just made me think of a person that has an addictive behavior within them will have an addictive behavior, whatever they choose. And I'm just floored as I'm listening to this because, like I just said, it mimics an alcoholic. And the only way an alcoholic has any kind of chance of a life is through, like you hear, a 12-step program, mainly AA, they suggest, and a spiritual it's a spiritual malady. You know, they actually have to believe in something greater than their game,
right?
Greater than themselves. And if I may mention, I am a member of Al-Anon, and I've been a member of Al-Anon for over 20 years. And that is if you're a friend or a relative of someone that has a drinking problem that has affected your life. It's a wonderful 12-step program for us.
Al-Anon being the same thing as AA, right?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, it has a different twist on it because it's for me who has had to deal with alcohol.
So, Karina, let me ask you, since you brought it up, what is the video game? What was the thing that you heard that said, man, that sounds like alcoholism?
Well, the whole thing about being attracted to the gaming and the people there more so than anybody else.
So the social aspects and sort of the instant gratification of the experience.
Yes. And, you know, going to a bar with those friends instead of other friends, becoming consumed with that game and needing it, just like alcohol.
Yes.
Not feeling like having, you know, a sexual relationship, staying on your own. You become impotent, basically, when you become an alcoholic. You just cannot, you know, perform and for most of the time. And just everything.
Yeah. Good point, Karina. Thank you. Thank you, Karina. I thank you very much. I really appreciate that. The comparisons are interesting, especially because it does feel like, you know, that this edges on addiction for sure.
Absolutely. Just very quickly to Karina's point, because as she was speaking, those of us on the outside looking in see it. Absolutely. And we do see it as an addiction. So the parents turned the internet off in the house. He went and took their computer apart while they were at work.
Wow. Well,
because they wouldn't turn the internet on.
Teenagers respond in all kinds of ways to all kinds of things.
But you took away the drug.
Yeah, cut them off.
Yep.
Well, let's go to Earl in Virginia up next on Mornings of the Mall. Good morning, Earl. You say you know a lot of people that play video games. Earl, good morning. We have you.
Goodbye, Earl.
Hello.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, my house, I've been going through a separation, and what the lady just said has been the same thing I've had to deal with for the last 3 years in my house. I can't turn off the internet because if I do, the spouse is going to use that against me to take control of the kids. She has a master's degree, will not go to work, you know.
Right, so in the process of this messy separation, you're saying your kids are all playing video games.
I have one that plays video games from the time he gets up till the time he goes to sleep at night.
How old?
He's 14, 15 now, 15.
Yeah, and that starts a trend. That'll be a habit that could go on for a long time.
Yes, and she's doing them right with him.
All right, thank you, Earl. Appreciate that, man. A tough situation for Earl there. But I want to keep finding out from you. How do video games impact your life or the lives of those around you? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
622 on WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and we're not doing so bad around the area. Update is sponsored now by AAA on Virginia's 95 through Stafford and Aquia. A little bit lighter than normal. We are bunched up north on 95 in Dale City with the volume, and we had the minor crash that's quickly over to the shoulder, but a lot to look at. Northbound 95 as you come up to the Prince William Parkway, so focusing there. 395, good. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Just a little bit of volume in Landmark. 66 eastbound as you pass Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks up toward Nutley Street. Still stop and go, but the broken down bus quickly removed. Glad to see that. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, accident cleared to the shoulder. Northbound slows, though, as you head through Laurel to the scene of the earlier crash before you get through at 32. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly. And that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get relief from the heat, at least a little bit, with some cooling thunderstorms this afternoon and through the evening hours. I think the best chance will be later. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, 94 degrees. Some of those storms could pack a little bit of a punch. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
It's a more modern addiction right there, Minecraft music. Video games creating, some researchers think, a drag on young men's ability to get work because they're so consumed by them. I'm talking to you now about how video games might affect you or somebody in your life. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Excellent, sir.
Great. Yeah, you know, I've got to deal with this in my own family. My wife actually walked in the bedroom last night as I was going to sleep, and she said, hey, we just found out our nephew failed his sixth grade. He's addicted to games, and he failed sixth grade. And they're saying, and sister-in-law saying what to do about it. So, you know, we give them the formula we gave for our kids. We've got two children that are 13 years apart. The older one didn't have to deal with this, but the younger one, you know, all his friends are playing these games, and it puts a lot of pressure. I said, no, it's not going to happen. And we refused to buy him those games for the longest time. And when we did, we put a clamp on it, but it started getting out of control. And I could see it happening. So, you know, I went out and I bought a boat. We restored it. we found things to do outside.
Yeah. Fresh air, I've discovered, is one of the best ways. Yeah, fresh air, by the way, is one of the best ways to break people of this.
Exactly. But you know what happened? Here's what happened. He was losing his creativity, and he's hyper-creative and really good in a few things, but he was losing that. And just like yesterday, man, he was out there. He was using all the tools. His creativity has come back to life.
I love that. I love that.
And he wasn't hyper-addicted, but you could see it going that way.
Thank you, Steve. Interesting point this morning. And yeah, you don't. It's good to have things you can do to distract yourself. It's not good when you begin to dull the senses for the rest of your life.
No, but he taught him moderation. That's the key. That is the key. 628 on WMAL.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home, the house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad healthcare bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the healthcare bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
It's time America honored its police again. I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA.
Help us back our blue by donating your vehicles to NRA Cars for Freedom, and we'll come pick them up. Donations are tax deductible and will support the NRA Foundation's law enforcement training to active and retired police officers. Help us back our blue. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT today.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Robert Moffitt from the Heritage Foundation to find out what is in the GOP Obamacare repeal bill. And we'll also find out about a backup bill waiting in the wings in case this one doesn't have the necessary votes.
A plan B.
6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Anti-gun protesters plan to show up at NRA headquarters in Fairfax this morning, and then later march to the Department of Justice in Washington. The march is set to begin around noon as the protesters walk the 18 miles along Route 29. Three young men have been indicted for murder and robbery in the shooting deaths of two Germantown High School seniors on the eve of graduation last month. The charges stem from the fatal shootings of 17-year-old Shadi Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov. Authorities say the teenagers, both Northwest High School seniors, drove to Gaithersburg one night expecting to meet someone who wanted to buy a commencement ticket. Instead, the three suspects fired more than 30 rounds at them. A startling development in Pennsylvania in the disappearance of four young men.
The man who'd been arrested in connection with the case of four missing Pennsylvania men has confessed to their murders.
In exchange for that confession, Mr. DiNardo was promised by the district attorney that he will spare his life by not invoking the death penalty.
20-year-old Cosmo DiNardo was originally taken into custody Wednesday after authorities say he tried to sell a car that belonged to one of the missing men.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. Senate Republicans have released another version of a health care overhaul, but not everyone's supporting it.
Mitch McConnell needs 50 votes, and he only has 52 Republicans available, and there are already two that have said they can't support the bill. Susan Collins of Maine and Rand Paul of Kentucky. So we're keeping a close eye on those who have shown a lack of support in the past, and among them is Nevada's Dean Heller.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,553, the Nasdaq at 6,274. Sports, the Nationals start the second half of the season on the road. They're in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The Orioles host the Cubs. WNBA, the Mystics are on the road tonight in Indiana. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Managing your own checking account? A good idea. But managing your own retirement account? Probably not such a good idea. In fact, that's one of the most widespread myths people have about preparing for retirement. What are the others? Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services are inviting you to an educational dinner event to find out. Abe is going to bust the 5 most common myths people have about retirement. Myths that could keep you from building a successful retirement. You and your spouse will learn some information you can actually use, and you'll enjoy the best fine dining restaurant in Loudoun in the process. Two nights to choose from, Tuesday, July 18th or Wednesday, July 19th. There's no charge. You'll be there as Abe and Shelley's guests. Make your reservations by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start in the Potomac area. We have fire department activity closing Falls Road. It puts it north of Democracy Boulevard at Bells Mill Road. So if you normally head through that stretch, you'll be turned around. So again, Falls Road, north of the Bullis School, near Bells Mill Road, closed with fire department activity. Around the Beltway, here we go. Stop and go. Topside, just as you pass New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, lighter than normal for 270 out of Frederick down through to the Beltway. Beltway, Virginia looks good, and we look good to the Wilson Bridge right now. 95 northbound slows to get past the Prince William Parkway. That's where we had the crash out of the travel lanes now. And the broken down bus on 66 gone, but we're heavy right now. Actually, we're good out of Gainesville to Centerville. The heaviest stretch will be from Route 50 off and on up toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
94 will feel hotter. Isolated thunderstorms and showers around. By this evening, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some strong, maybe severe, and then 75 overnight. Saturday, cloud, sunshine, isolated storms, 91. Sunny, low 90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Springfield, 72 in Gaithersburg, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630. WMAL.
All right, good morning. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. We got Laura Vizzella from the Washington Post joining us at 705 to talk Ed Gillespie, Corey Stewart, and Virginia politics. 805, we got Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the RNC chairwoman to discuss the latest in these health care bills rocketing through the Senate. And Brett Baer joins us at 8:35, all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning, and joining us right now is Dr. Robert Moffitt. He's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's also the former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Legislation at HHS, and he's also the author of a bestseller, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. So who better to talk about Russia interference, not just kidding, who better to talk about health care than Dr. Moffitt? Good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Mary. How are you?
Doing just fine. So how is this health care bill? Is this health care bill fine that has come out from the Senate?
Well, it's not a great bill, I can say that. It is a good bill. It's an imperfect vehicle, like most of these things. It doesn't go far enough in a number of areas. But I can tell you, Mary and Vince, this is, in fact, a major improvement over the status quo. No question about it.
How so?
Why? Well, it will reduce premiums within the next few years. There's going to be a spike in premiums, according to CBO, in the first 2 years. But by 2020, compared to current law, it will reduce health insurance premiums by 30%, and by 2026, about 20%. CBO says the bill will start to stabilize the individual insurance markets. The bill also provides funding for states to help persons with high premium and out-of-pocket costs, including people who have high health care costs because of pre-existing conditions. It's going to eliminate a whole slew of taxes, including the tax penalties for the employer and the individual mandate. So this is actually going to be one of the largest tax relief bills in memory. And on top of it, it's going to reduce the deficit by $321 billion. So altogether, I'd say that's a rather impressive performance.
You know, Senator Rand Paul is among two senators right now who are opposing the two Republican senators, rather, who are opposing this alongside Susan Collins. But Rand Paul's objection to this is that there's only one thing everybody agrees on in the Republican Party, and that's the repeal component. Yet this thing doesn't repeal or replace Obamacare. In fact, Rand Paul says it keeps Obamacare. Do you feel that way?
No. I think what Rand Paul is actually saying is, no, it doesn't repeal all of Obamacare, and he's saying it misses the opportunity to do that. The problem is that if you want to actually get big chunks of Obamacare repealed, you have to do it through the budget reconciliation process, where you need 50 votes plus one. If you decide to go outside of the budget reconciliation process and repeal all of the provisions that don't have a direct budgetary impact, well, you need 60 votes. And the Democrats are not going to give you 60 votes. So, you know, I mean, to me, I think, you know, we cannot break diplomatic relations with reality here. If you're going to use the budget process, you have to basically make sure that the provisions that you have meet the requirements of the Senate rules. That's just the way it is.
I want to talk a little bit about this alternative bill by Senator Graham and Senator Cassidy that they said we're not in competition with the bill from the Senate, but if they can't get enough votes, we're proposing this. And from what I understand, it's basically block grants to the states and allow the states to decide how they want to set up health care in their state. Is that more palatable to a greater number of senators?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea if it's more palatable. I think that it's a plan B to say, in effect, look, you know, there's tremendous polarization in this country, deep division on health policy. There has been for years. New York and Utah are not going to agree on health policy, all right? So what he is proposing, in effect, is that if you like Obamacare, you can keep Obamacare. If you want a free market system, you can have that too. It might be, as I say, a plan B. I think, however, in order to move things along, I just hope that they were able to get this done, because this bill actually does do a lot of very, very good things, including an expansion of consumer choice and personal freedom.
Yeah.
With different health care options, plus it beefs up the health savings account program as well.
This Ted, and you're talking about options. Ted Cruz's plan, which has been added to this new bill, will allow consumers to buy plans, as we've been talking about, that are not the government mandated ones. They can buy something with less in it. That seems like it could result in a very quick cost savings to many Americans who feel like, look, I don't need all of the things that you were forcing me to buy to begin with, and I'd rather spend less money. So why not? This plan seems like it should have wide support, but it doesn't, of course.
Well, let me put it this way: it's now part of the Senate bill. I think it's a terrific idea, no question about it. I think there are some technical concerns about how it exactly would work in a common market. But my own view is that there's another piece of this, in my view, that will largely settle this problem, and that is that the bill provides extensive waiver authority for states to regulate those insurance markets. So if the Cruz amendment as added to the bill passes, basically state regulators will be in the business of doing the hard work of making sure that the health insurance markets remain stable and that people will have the widest possible personal choice of health care plans.
Yeah.
I frankly think that's fine. It will make state legislative races very important. Think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for making us smarter on this, Dr. Moffitt. We really appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
All right, Mary. You too.
That's Dr. Rob Moffitt. He is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66, just a little bunched up as you pass Business 234 Manassas as you approach the exit for 28th Centerville. Earlier broken down bus beyond that at Nutley Street. That's been cleared. Now for 395, bogged down a bit here through Landmark. Once you get through King Street by that stretch, wide open to and across the 14th Street Bridge, so looking good. Had the earlier accident earlier, 95 northbound at the Prince William Parkway, and I stress that because it's now cleared, so your lanes have been reopened, even though a little bit of volume out of Dale City. Baltimore Washington Parkway, we've been busy. Earlier crash northbound near 32 cleared, and very slow still as you push through Laurel, northbound side only. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one, maybe not quite as hot as yesterday's 97 degrees, but a hot one indeed. 94 will feel hotter, isolated thunderstorms and showers around. By this evening, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, some strong, maybe severe, and then 75 overnight. Saturday, cloud and sunshine, isolated storms, 91, sunny low 90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Well, sadly, for one dude, he does not look like a lady. Well, he used to look like a lady. Then he was looking less like a lady. But now he's going to look more like a lady again.
What?
Yes, his name is Stephen Fritz. And Stephen has a little bit of a crime issue. And Stephen wound up as an inmate in the Lackawanna County Prison in Pennsylvania. And before he had gone into prison, he was receiving hormone treatments because he decided, I am going to transgender. And when he went into prison, I'm going to go see what the other side's like.
Transition, right?
Transitioning to become transgender.
His gender was on the fritz.
He was diagnosed in January 2016 with gender dysphoria, and he was prescribed these drugs. At the time, he was incarcerated on theft related charges, and he was then moved to a halfway house in Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 2016. And in the halfway house, Fritz continued to receive the hormones. Well, in January Fritz was jailed at the Lackawanna County Prison on a parole violation after being charged with using a stolen credit card. So Fritz has a problem with the law. And the prison initially provided the hormones, but then stopped after 3 days. So he got a lawyer. Well, she got a lawyer and sued the owner of the prison's medical provider, Correctional Care Incorporated. And they sought an emergency stay of the enforcement because if Fritz does not continue to get his hormones, then his breasts go away. He had already started to become physically looking like a woman. And so, a long story short, he's going to get the treatments courtesy of the American taxpayer. But the best part of this whole story is guess what Stephen Fritz has chosen as his new transgendered name.
What? Tell me. Fritzy?
Sparkles Wilson.
Sparkles Wilson.
Sparkles.
You get to change your last name too?
I guess apparently he's just shaking off all of what was left of Stephen Fritz and has chosen instead the name of a circus clown, Sparkles Wilson. Don't you expect Sparkles Wilson to be performing at a 3-year-old birthday party?
Sparkles, I'm sorry, I'll admit, does sound like a clown name just
Doesn't
as an objective
it?
Matter. Yeah.
It does. Yeah, if you had taken something like Caitlyn Jenner, that's a little bit more respectful. But Sparkles Wilson, and you want to be known as Sparkles Wilson in the Lackawanna County Prison, I'm sure, transitioning to a woman, right? Yeah. That's where the way you want to go through life.
Definitely unforgettable.
Yeah, your tax dollars at work. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent-a-state advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a rent-a-state advisor right now.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMBC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday and good morning. Futures slightly lower right now, indicating a lower open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow closed at a record high for the 24th time this year yesterday. Markets in Europe are mixed. Markets in Asia are higher. Crude oil is trading a little higher right now. Fiat Chrysler just announced a recall of more than a million vehicles. Nearly 800,000 Dodge Journey SUVs have a wiring issue that could make airbags pop out. And more than a half million different vehicles need their alternators changed because of fire risk. These are Chrysler 300s, Dodge Chargers, Challengers, and Durangos, and Jeep Grand Cherokees. Check with your dealer. Earnings season begins this morning. We get quarterly results from a load of banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and scandal-ravaged Wells Fargo, among others. It's Tea Friday at Starbucks. Free Teavana shaked iced tea infusions for 1 hour only from 1 to 2 today. They want you to try it. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Overall, generally, it's been pretty good, especially around the Beltway. A little bit of volume here, Virginia through Annandale. That's about it. Topside through Silver Spring. It's been very slow, though, pushing through Laurel earlier on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but that's improved. So that's important to note. If you're leaving Greenbelt, going northbound BW Parkway, looks pretty much delay-free through Laurel and into Jessup. A much better pace than I-95 northbound. Well, I'm seeing delays before you get to 198. I see a car on the shoulder. That's part of the distraction, but then that volume continues off and on to Route 32. If you're joining on from 32 going north on 95, you are beyond all that volume. Southbound side, you're looking good. In fact, no delays to join on to the Beltway. In the Potomac area, transformer fire, tree was down, closes Falls Road north of Democracy Boulevard at Bells Mill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather continuing, maybe not a 97 like it was yesterday, but a mix of clouds and sunshine, isolated showers and thunderstorms around today, 94 degrees. Now, later today into the evening hours, a better chance of scattered storms, some strong, maybe severe, gusty winds, heavy downpours, and then 75 and partly cloudy overnight. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms, 91. On Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Did you hear this story? A man in Texas, in Corpus Christi, got stuck inside of an ATM machine. And
in the machine or like in the lobby where the machine is?
It's in the computer? No, it got stuck just behind the machine. So what this at this Bank of America in Corpus Christi, Texas, behind the ATM is a small closet room. It's called the ATM vault. And this guy was sent to repair the locking mechanism on the door to the room. So he leaves he's a contractor. He leaves his phone in the car. He gets inside the bank. He goes through the door and he's working on things and the door locks behind him. Now he's stuck.
Excellent.
He's stuck inside of to use the headline, inside the ATM machine for 3 hours. And he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have anybody to call. He has no way of getting out of the room. He said he was screaming and nobody could hear him because of the muffled sound of the room. He has no options except for one. He picks up small scraps of paper because he realizes that the ATM machine is still working. This is, by the way, a bank that's completely under renovation. There's nobody else in the bank. It's just him stuck in this closet in a working ATM machine. So he hears people coming up to the ATM machine, punching in that they want to get their money out, and constantly the receipt mechanism is feeding them receipts, and he has access to this. So he begins tearing off pieces of paper and writing in marker that he's stuck inside the ATM machine and sliding it out the receipt slot to people as they're coming up to collect money. Well, he does this over and over and over and over, and nobody's doing anything about it because they think it's like a prank or a joke or something weird going on with the ATM machine, so they just keep walking off. Eventually, a note that reads, "Please help, I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone, please call my boss," and there's a phone number written down. A person receives this note and decides to walk over to a police officer and hands it to him. The police officer walks over to the ATM machine thinking that this is just a big prank. There must be like a candid camera thing going on, and starts trying to inquire what's going on here. And he begins to hear the faint sound of a human being stuck within an ATM machine. So lo and behold, they call the boss. The boss confirms, yeah, I sent a guy down there. A little bit later, the cops finally kick in the door. It takes 30 minutes for them to get through the door to finally get to the guy. And they free a man who was stuck inside of an ATM machine for 3 hours.
I got stuck inside of an ATM at a Bank of America, but not in the machine. The cleaning people had to come and let me out.
I got to hand it to that guy, though. If you get stuck inside of an ATM machine and you're not stuffing your pockets full of cash, you're a good person.
They probably figured they were probably check when they let him out. Coming up on WMAL.
Well, Ed Gillespie and Corey Stewart are both running in Virginia again, but this time for different offices. Laura Vozella is with the Washington Post. She'll tell us what's up.
And the Democrats are going to have a little bit of a press conference today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.